Hello.
Hi, good afternoon, Master to Ms. Jackson.
Yes.
Hi, Ms. Jackson. This is Nina Knight from Family First. How are you?
Okay.
Are you still in the hospital?
Yes. How come everyone's calling me? Like, I have three people calling me on Family First asking the same question over and over again.
The reason is because your service coordinator called us and informed us of the hospitalization. So normally when that happens, I have to put an EIM in, and I just needed additional information only because your caregiver clocked in and out, and we bill the same way the hospital does. So I don't want her to get in trouble for fraud.
Okay.
So I was just calling.
The thing was, they saying, I believe I got here Monday evening. I was kind of out of it. Wasn't feeling, I believe it was Monday evening. Her Sunday clock in should not have been affected by that.
She clocked in on, the service coordinator called in, because what happens is when any of the clients go into the hospital, the service coordinator gets an alert because the insurance is being billed. But the service coordinator reported to us that you went to the hospital on Sunday. So we want to make sure we got the correct date.
Okay.
Because she clocked in and out on Sunday and Monday. So I just need to try to correct that.
I thought it was Monday evening. I know I was at my sister's house. I can't remember if I went there on it. It's all confusing to me because I was really not doing well at all. Mm-hmm. I'm a bit naked here. But I saw her Sunday would be fine. But if not, it's okay. If the days are not counted, Sunday, Monday,
yeah,
Tuesday,
so
that's fine. I will let her know.
Yeah, that's the problem. That's why we was trying to clarify it up with her, but she's not answering, so that's why we're calling you. I'm sorry.
Okay, that's okay. That's okay.
We're going to go with the first because that's what the service coordinator reported to us, because she got the alert that there was a omission, okay?
Okay. Uh-huh.
All right, so this is
I'm
my
having
number.
I can't get out of this freaking hospital because they don't have a bed for me to step down from ICU.
Gotcha.
I'm not getting any service in ICU at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm fine to move out of ICU. It's just that the hospital is full, and I can't leave until I go to a regular floor.
Gotcha. Okay.
That's the problem.
Well, I hope you get better, okay? And just
Thank you. Let us
know when you're discharged to go home, okay? You're very welcome.
Okay, I will.
All right.
Thank you so
you
much. I'm
care.
Sorry. I just
That's
had
right.
I was back-to-back calls, and
I know.
I think that somebody was talking to somebody because knew what I was asking me the same thing over.
Right.
That
was
okay.
Your coordinator. That was your coordinator assigned to your case,
which is
Rodney. So when he alerted me, I'm the one that does the EIM for the service coordinator through the insurance. So I just need to make sure I got all the additional information that is required.
Okay, yes. Well, I'm still here.
Okay.
I'm not as sick as I'm just trying to go home.
Okay. No, I understand.
Hopefully.
No problem.
Hopefully something will happen.
All right. Well, I hope you get better, okay?
Thank you. Okay.
You're welcome. You take care.
Bye-bye. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.